Dictation for Joseph Hammack, H-A-M-M-O-C-K, July 744. Mr. Hammack, a 79-year-old gentleman, resident of Nursing Home Schnepp, S-C-H-N-E-P-P, recently discharged from Covenant, C-O-V-S in Victor, E-N-A-N-E, Hospital in Saginaw, S-A-G-I-N-A-W, for treatment of osteomyelitis bilateral foot. Surgery was done with debridement removal, right foot calcaneus, as well as bones on the left foot. He is a dialysis person. Coming from the Saginaw area, has an AB fistula with recent balloon angioplasty of stenosis, October 31st. Diabetes, hypertension, heart problems, obesity, AFib. He is positive for coronavirus. He is in isolation in our facility in Alma. Very hard of hearing, says to be eating well. I'm not aware of vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No recent chest pain, has chronic dyspnea, morbid obesity, very restricted mobility. He has past medical history for obesity, diabetes, hypertension, dialysis at least 2-3 years. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, sleep apnea, but unable to use CPAP machine, bilateral leg edema, bilateral left foot ulcer and osteomyelitis with multiple procedures debridement. Next paragraph, surgeries has included appendix, bilateral feet procedures, colonoscopies, EGDs, prior gastrointestinal bleeding requiring blood transfusion, no documented malignancy, a polyp removed from apparently the stomach. Tonsil surgery. Next paragraph, there is allergies to bees, B-E-E, adhesive tape. He's been a prior smoker, although apparently discontinued 20 years or longer. There has been prior pneumonias. There has been also tremors related to cefepime side effects. Next paragraph on physical exam, extremely hard of hearing, tall, large, obese person, no respiratory distress, few bronchitis, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, both feet are covered with dressings, has a fistula. Next paragraph, present chemistries includes anemia 10.8, with a ferritin 415, saturation 12%, very low albumin 2.9 with a normal potassium, high phosphorus at 6.2, elevated PTH at 213 with a normal calcium. Clearance is borderline at 1.22. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, apparently from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Continue dialysis 3 days a week. Continue diet restriction, sodium, potassium, phosphorus fluid, phosphorus binders. Anemia management with EPO, long-acting, called Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. Nutritional support. Trending clearance over time, vitamin D phosphorus binders, management of his leg wounds by podiatrist orthopedic surgeon, continue anticoagulation with Eliquis, continue blood pressure medicines, isolation for coronavirus, cefepime for wound coverage, midodrine for low blood pressure, all issues discussed with the patient and dialysis nurse, end of dictation.